This is Vyanjali Mahadwadasi, 2009. This Hari Bhakti Vilas is talking about this. Ordinarily, this is Pashan Kush Ekadasi, the first Ekadasi, which Kartik Vrata begins on. And Srila Prabhupada, in 1972, he wrote a letter to some disciples. He says, now we're going to Vrindavan, and we're going to celebrate Kartik. We'll begin our Kartik Vrata on Ekadasi. This year it's a very special combination of tithis and stars, so it's called Vyanjuli Mahadwadasi, which is glorified in Hari Bhakti Vilas, 11th chapter, verse 356 through 399. And we've organized those verses in a more understandable way. So firstly, we describe the boons or benedictions by observing this. Of course, for the sincere sadhaka, he's happy to know that God is pleased by my activities. And so many places Krishna says, I'm very pleased by observing this day. In fact, he goes so far to say that this day is Hari Vasara. Hari Vasara. Ekadasi is Hari Vas. Hari Vasara is the day of Hari. Hari lives in this day. Text 376, chapter 11, observing one Vyanjali Mahadwadasi is better than performing 1,000 Rajasuya sacrifices. Only uttering the name Vyanjali at once can counteract the sinful reactions of 10,000 lifetimes. So everyone can please repeat, Vyanjali, Vyanjali Mahadwadasi Ki. And 386 says, the sin of eating abominable food can be nullified by glorifying the Supreme Lord on Vyanjali Mahadwadasi. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki. Abominable food means bhoga. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, verse 13, Yagya Shishashino Shanta Munchanti Sarvakilbishi Yanjate Te Take Te Papam Ye Pachantyatmakaranat. Krishna says that food which is offered first in yagya or sacrifice, this is acceptable to me and is purifying. But if we eat food only for personal sense and gratification without offering in yagya, then verily that food is equal to sin. In this particular verse, as Prabhupada often says, this verse Krishna is not talking about vegetarianism. He's talking about Krishnarian. Prabhupada, they would ask Prabhupada, he said, are you a vegetarian? Your people are vegetarian. He said, no, we're not. We don't care about vegetarians. We're not vegetarian, we're Krishnarian. Because even vegetarians are poppies. They're sinful. How is that? Because they're not offering their food in yagya. Every single bite, every single sip of carrot juice is pop. Every single mung bean sprout is pop. Every single cashew and kishmish is pop, according to Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, verse 13. Yagya shishta. Yagya shishta means food taken after the performance of yagya. Shishta is like shesh. Sheshta. Shishta. The tendency to be the end. After the yagya. Yagya shishta. Yagya shishta shina santo muchyante sarvakil bishayi. Bunjate te twagam papa. Agam papa. Like pop. Pop means sin, but aga, A-G-H, A-G-H-A means very vile, vicious sin, aga. That's why he's named Agasura, the snake demon. Aga means sin. It means a sin. Actually, aga means, it doesn't mean snake, it means a sin demon. But aga, when we say pop means generic sin, like we say aspirin. Well, there's so many kinds of aspirin. But then there's Tylenol 500 and Crocin and Bosin and Tosin. No sin. Should be no sin. Not Crocin. My sin, your sin. So many sins. Right? My sin. There's some type of antibiotic called my sin. Tetramycin. Tetramycin, tetra-your-sin. Actually, they're saying, tend to your sins, and I'll tend to my sins. But we want no sin, not gross sin. Food taken after the performance of yogi, yogi shishta, ashina, eaters. They are santas, the santas. The santas means the devotees, the saints. Muchyante. Muchyante is actually a derivative of mukti. They get freedom from sarva kilbishayi. Sarva kilbi. Kilbishayi means sins. Bunjate. So devotees, they perform yajna. They take yajna shishta. Yajna vai Vishnu. They take the yajna phal. It's called yajna phal, the fruit of the yajna. So we perform yajna. We ring the bell. We offer incense. And then we do a puja afterwards and we offer bhoga to Krishna. Yes, it's vegetarian. That's a fact. There's nothing produced from violence or killing of animals. It's the food that's sanctioned by God for human beings. That is what we eat. But that's not sufficient to free you from being an agapapam, a very vicious and vile, grossest of sinners. Although you're proud to say, I'm a vegetarian, but you're going to hell. But you're killing those innocent cauliflowers, those innocent broccolis and patal gobis. You know, patal gobi, Mr. Gobi. He was a very virtuous man until you fried him up. And you didn't even offer him. So you're a gobi bogi. Gobi bogi. Patal gobi bogi, to be exact. Devotees of the Lord are released. Muchyante. From all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sins. So we're Krishnarians. We eat Krishna prasad. Bunjate te twagam papa ye pachant pachant yatmakaranat. They prepare food, pachanti, atmakaranat, only for themselves. Basically, this was saying atmakarana. They just do it. Atmakarana means doing it for me. Atma banaya, me banaya, me bog banaya, satantra bog, aham bogi. So they're sinful. They're not much appreciated by Lord Krishna. So, if one eats abominable food, he can be released from that sin by observing Vyanjali Mahadvarasi and glorifying the Lord. One can nullify the sin of stealing another's property. Mental illness, lamentation, misery, physical ailments, and dreaded diseases are alleviated by observing this vow. Text 393. Oh, it's very interesting. I thought this was a rather humorous side point in this discussion. Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 11. Says that Yamaraj is having a discussion with Chitragupta, his secretary, P.S. of Yamaraj. And he says, so tell me, are people observing this Vyanjali Mahadvadasi or not? And he said, some are, some aren't. And then Yamaraj replied in text 393, people that are averse or against observing Vyanjali Mahadvadasi, they give me a headache. And the Sanskrit is there. It says sheer this, that, sheer dar. So don't give a headache to Yamaraj. It's not a very good idea. You want to keep on good terms with him. Observing this Vyanjali Mahadvadasi is equal to observing all kinds of Tirtha Yatras, all kinds of Tirtha Snans, all kinds of vows, and all kinds of Dhanams. The most important auspicious engagement for all people is to observe Vyanjali Mahadvadasi Ki. Now, what should we do on this auspicious day? Devotional activities. For the pleasure of Lord Hari, we should recite the Bhagavad Gita, which we did. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, which we will. There are two verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam which Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport of the seventh canto, I believe. And he says that devotees who want to get free, devotees who are sincere and desire to get free from their offenses and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, they should memorize and repeat these two verses as a means to overcome offenses to the holy name. Our founder Acharya and our beloved Gurudev and Param Guru for many is giving us a wonderful opportunity in this purport as a means to getting free from offenses to the holy name. There are three stages in chanting. There's Namaparad stage, which is the dirty stage, the confused and cloudy stage. And the second stage is the clearing stage, where things become a little clearer. And this is called the Namavas. Then the third stage is Shudanam, where we actually perceive Krishna. Therefore, it behooves us to become free from offenses as soon as possible, by any means, by more chanting, and by taking advantage of these remedial measures, such as chanting these prayers. From the one prayers from the Bhagavatam in the 10th canto, it's just in relation to King Kamsa when he was grabbed Devaki on the chariot and was going to kill her on the spot on the day of her wedding. And then Vasudeva convinced her that that wasn't a very good idea. So he desisted from that. At the end of that chapter, Shukadeva is describing about offending devotees like Devaki as a general point. One should be a little careful about that. It's actually the beginning of the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 1, verse 4. But this verse almost in one sense acts like a Mangalacharna to indicate the future of what I mentioned. Navrittatarshe rupagiyamarad pavoshadach trotra manobiramat kautamashloka kunanuvadat puman virajeta vina pushugnat. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of Lord Sri Krishna are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing. It's oshadi, the word is there, oshadi, bhavoshadach, bhava oshadi. They're the oshadi, the medicine for those in the bhava sagar. That those that are undergoing repeated birth and death, that's us. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord, Uttama Shloka, except a butcher, an animal killer, Pashugnat, or one who's killing him, his own self. And the other verse is from the Nam Astakam by Srila Rupa Goswami, I believe. It's the opening verse that's in our Garanga Prem songbook. Nakila Shuti Muliratnamala Dyuti Nirajita Parapankajanta Ayi Mukta Kule Rupasyamanam Paritastum Hari Nama Samshrayami Paritastum Hari Nama Samshrayami. I take complete shelter, Samashraya. Complete shelter, I take complete shelter of Harinam. Who is this Harinam? This Harinam is a person. And a person has hands and feet and head and mouth and eyes. Padapankajanta. He has beautiful effulgent toenails. They're dyuti nirajita. Dyuti nirajita. They're glowing and gleaming. Scintillating toenails. The beautiful toenails of Harinam. Lotus feet of Harinam and his beautiful toenails. Parapankajanta. And is it just me that's doing this? Has taken complete shelter? Am I alone? Am I a madman? Some Hare Krishna devotee? Some brainwashed zombie from New York City? Ayi Muktaskuler. The Mukta Kula, the entire group of Mukta Janas, of the Muktanandas, the liberated souls, Mukta Kuler, they're doing the same thing, Upasyamana, Upasya. They're worshipping the toes of this Harinam. Not only me, I've taken complete shelter there, Samashraya. I have no other shelter in this 14 worlds but this holy name of Sri Krishna, the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is it just me and some of these Muktakul, this whole family and group of liberated souls that are worshipping? No. Nikila Shruti Moli, Ratnamala, all the Shrutis, all the Nikila Shruti Moli, the crown jewel of all the Shrutis, they are also worshipping. They are lining up. They have lined up like a mala. They have lined up like a mala, a Ratnamala, like a jeweled mala, to glorify the toenails of Harinam Prabhu. Priyad Naradiya Puran, and this Puran, and that Puran, everywhere the glories of Harinam are described. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Iva Kevalam, Kalo Anastava, 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 Gatir Anyata, Padma Puran, this is Priyad Naradiya Puran, and Padma Puran. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi, Nabhaved Graham Indriye, Sevamukhe Jivado, Swayameva, Sparatyada. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigra Chaitanya Rasavigra Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binatvam Namanam and oh. And Bhagavat Puran Kaler Dosha Nadeira Jan Asti Eka Mahagadan Kirtana Deva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangha Param Vrjait. Many verses everywhere glorifying. This is holy name which we are worshipping. If you want to live with the Lord of play, you must chant your days away. Is it right? If you want to live with the Lord of play, you must chant your days away. Chant the holy name. What is? What was is past. What is won't last. At all times, be steadfast. Chant Hare Krishna and have a blast. Jai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Hari Hari Bo. Devotional acts to be performed on this day. Recite the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. By fasting, giving charity, feeding Brahmins, one will attain the ultimate goal of life. Puja. Early in the morning, one should take a bath and establish a golden deity of Lord Narayan and bathe him with milk. Offer incense and argya, flowers, coconut, water, mixed in a conch shell. This is argya. You can do mental, manasa, argya. O Narayan, Jagannath, Janardhan, Mahavishnu, Pitambara, Sanatan, kindly deliver me from the ocean of material existence. Please deliver all my forefathers. And after worshipping Lord Narayan with his argya, then we should worship the Guru. Hari Bhakti Vilas also glorifies Jagran. Text 381. Anyone who remains awake on this night of Vyanjuli Mahadwadasi and hears of Krishna's Leelas and hears and chants about the Supreme Lord, you'll get the punya of giving 1,000 cows in charity. One should sing, dance, and play musical instruments for the satisfaction of the Lord. Lord Vishnu, now listen to this. It is told in text 390. Lord Vishnu descends from Vaikuntha to associate with the Bhaktis, and fulfills their desires, breaking the vrat. 395 verse. Feed Brahmins after the vrat, and then you will attain the association of Lord Vishnu. Offer everything to the spiritual master and Lord Vishnu, and beg forgiveness for any transgressions or deficiencies in the execution of the vrata. Avyanjali Mahadwarasi Ki Jai. Now we want to read from the Ekadasi Mahatmyam about this most wonderful day that we're so fortunate to be able to be alive. We can hear the glories of this holy day. The glories of Pashan Kushi Ekadasi, which occur in Shukla Paksha Ashwin Maina, are described in Brahma Vaivart Puran in a conversation between Lord Sri Krishna and Maharaj Yudhisthira. Maharaj Yudhisthira said, O Madhusudan, what is the name of that Ekadasi which occurs in Shukla Paksha Ashwin Maina? Bhagavan Sri Krishna replied, O best of kings, the name of this Ekadasi is Pashan Kusha Ekadasi. Please hear the glories of this Ekadasi that destroys all one's sins. Some people call this Ekadasi Papankush. One should particularly worship Lord Padmanabha on the day of this Ekadasi. This Ekadasi awards a person heavenly pleasures, liberation, and his desired results. Just by chanting the holy names of Lord Vishnu, one can attain the piety of visiting all the places on the earth. 1,000 names of Vishnu equals 3 names of Ram. 3 names of Ram equals 1 name of Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey, if a conditioned soul, in spite of indulging in various sinful activities due to illusion, takes shelter and offers obeisances at the lotus feet of Lord Hari, who is expert in delivering the fallen souls, then such a person does not have to go to hell. Those Vaishnavas who criticize Lord Shiv and those Shaivites who criticize Lord Vishnu will both undoubtedly go to hell. The result one obtains by performing 1,000 horse sacrifices or performing 100 Rajasuya sacrifices cannot equal to 1/16th portion of the piety one obtains by following the Ekadasi. Now, figure that out. There is no piety in this world which is equal to the piety earned by observing the Ekadasi. Therefore, there is no other day as sanctified as this Ekadasi, which is very dear to Lord Padmanabha. O King Yudhisthira, as soon as a person fails to observe the Ekadasi, sins begin to reside in his body. The Ekadasi awards its follower heavenly pleasure, liberation, freedom from desires, beautiful woman, wealth, and food grains. O maintainer of the earth, if one observes the Ekadasi and remains awake on that night, he easily goes the abode of Lord Vishnu. What evil? Lord Krishna continued, O best of kings, by observing the vow of this Ekadasi, one can deliver 10 generations from his mother's side, 10 generations from his father's family, and 10 generations from his wife's family. If a person observes this Ekadasi either in his childhood, youth, or old age, he does not suffer the miseries of material existence. One who strictly observes this Pashan Kushi Ekadasi is relieved of all his sinful reactions. At the end of life, he returns to the abode of Lord Vishnu. Haribo, Vishnu Lok Prapti Ki. If a person gives away gold, sesame seeds, land, cows, food grains, water, umbrella, or shoes in charity, then such a person does not have to go to the abode of Yamaraj. Anyone who spends his day without engaging in pious activities is like a dead man, although breathing. His breathing is compared to the bellows of the blacksmith. Oh, best of kings, a person who digs wells and lakes for the benefit of others, who donates land and houses, and performs other pious activities such as sacrifices, is not subjected to the punishment of Yamaraj. It is a result of piety only that people live long lives, become rich, take birth in high-class families, and become free from disease. The purport is that the direct result of observing Ekadasi is to obtain Krishna Bhakti, and the indirect result is to attain the various temporary material benefits. Janmaishvarya Shruta Shribir. These are the results of punya karma from last life. And people are so foolish, they're reaping these results and enjoying and relishing and exploiting these results that they have within their hand, and yet they're not doing anything more in this life to procure similar benefits in their next life because of foolishness and false pride. You may know people like that. They have good money, good health, but they're not doing anything, not giving any charity to poor people or to religious things, not doing anything. Many people like that. Everywhere in the scriptures is telling, they're not lying. All of you have good karma, but if we don't do more good things, next life we'll be pulling rickshaws. Pashanakushi Karasi Ki Jai.